Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I proudly present to you, for your listening pleasure, We Heart Music Radio. Brought to you by the good people at WeHeartMusic.com.
So, hi, this is Mo with We Heart Music Radio, and on the line with me is a special guest, Jordy Davison from San Francisco.
Hello.
So according to Wikipedia, San Francisco is from Fremantle. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Fremantle is in Perth, which is in WA, Australia. It's just like a little, it's the port town of the capital city. Pretty cool place. It's kind of where we all grew up. In North Fremantle and South Fremantle and East Fremantle.
So we've been like reviewing your music for since 2011, which is not really that far back. But we got an EP for a Golden Revolver, and we really like that. We called it a like really feel good summer song.
Yeah.
Take your blinkers off this time and maybe.
You know, we get so many of these music things, but we didn't think much of you guys until, I guess, Awkward really blew up.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what everyone thinks. Awkward was definitely our biggest song by far. That's kind of what made everyone notice us.
Did you have any idea how viral that song and video got?
No, well, when we wrote it, we didn't think it was going to be that busy. It just kind of turned into something And yeah, it's definitely been the thing that's got us to where we are now, which I guess, yeah.
How amazing was that to hear you being on the top 10 of Triple J's top hottest 100?
Yeah, that was amazing. I think that was a pretty big turning point for the song. We were actually in the recording studio with our producer, the same recording studio that we did Awkward in, and we were listening to the countdown while we were trying to record another song, and we weren't getting anything done, so we just gave up and listened to it, and it got like past the top 40, and we were like, no way, it's crazy, and we wasted a whole afternoon pretty much waiting for it to be called, because we didn't think it was, by then we thought they'd forgotten about us.
So, I mean, yeah, how amazing with that, with Gaultier, Black Keys, Lana Del Rey, and you guys beat out like the Jezebels, who have been around forever, you know?
Yeah, we were so stoked with it. A lot of it's to do with timing, like when you release it and what everyone's into. Some like songs that were my absolute favourite some of them didn't even come into the hottest 100. And like some of the Stroke stuff, they were like way further down. And so yeah, it's really just timing and really luck and all those things come together.
I saw you at dinner last night.
Shows in Australia. I actually have a writer based out of Sydney.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So they went to your Politely Awkward tour at the Spectrum, I think.
Yeah.
You guys toured with Young Giants or Jungle Giants?
Jungle Giants.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was your Politely Awkward tour. So can you tell me about that experience of going on a national tour in Australia?
Well, that was really cool, and it was really, really great having the guys there from Jungle Giants, and I had really good friends with them, and it's, you know, fun with new people, and you know, always the same four people. But the national, there were some crazy times where we had to, like, play a show, get an hour's sleep, then get on the plane to the next city, and stuff like that, because it was great fun. We really loved it, doing the national tour. And we're about to embark on another one. So that's pretty exciting.
It sounded like you didn't really have much time outside of sleep, gig, sleep, flight.
Yeah. Oh, we hung out a fair bit on that tour, but like they live on the other side of Australia, so we don't see each other very often. But for Splendor in the Grass, which we played at, they were there, and we got to hang out with them. But there's going to be another like small tour, festival tour in Australia that they're going to be playing on, so we'll be able to hang out with them as well there. So we're pretty excited about that. Should be good fun.
How different is it to play, say, like Groove in the Moo or Splendor in the Grass versus smaller side gigs, like a small club?
I guess, like, I kind of like a festival show a little bit more. There's more excitement. The people there, they're just a little bit crazier. The pub show is it's a lot easier to, like, capture an atmosphere. So I think they've both got pros and cons.
USA to do mostly CMJ, but you're also doing Los Angeles and then St. Paul. Now, why isn't San Francisco on your itinerary?
I don't know. You'd think with the name it would be, but the city San Francisco, I mean San Francisco, it had nothing to do with why we call ourselves San Francisco. But I guess the real... Yeah, just no one really wants to see us in San Francisco, I guess. Well, we just haven't really had time. We didn't really have time to fit in that part of it because we've got to get back and get things ready for our album tour.
So you're doing, it looks like 5 or 6CMJ shows. Sounds pretty crazy. within, 2 days? 3 days?
Yeah, and then on top of that, we've got some shows with the label. With RCA and Fat Boston, some acoustic things, and then photo shoots, and we don't have any time off.
Yeah, no touristy thing then, and no Statue of Liberty or...
None of that. Just come to New York and play shows.
Yeah, so I've noticed you're also on the bill for the Aussie barbecue that's happening at CMJ at the Delancey. You are going to be playing with a bit, 20... other Australian bands. Do you ever get that question where you're like, you know, I'm in America, why am I hanging out with all these Australians?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, we love our Australian fans, obviously, because they've given us everything that we have. But, in London as well, which we were before, we're playing a show and we were hoping that there was going to be a few people there. And a lot of people came, but they were all Australians on holidays. So I guess you want some of the local people to come and watch you just to see if they like you or not. But I guess it'll be a bit weird. But hopefully the rest of the shows, all Americans, still a few Aussies, but there are people from America coming to watch us.
So you are coming here to St. Paul, and hopefully I'll be there to check you guys out on October 21st.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about your opening band that's coming to open up for you at the Turf Club?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay. I'll quickly tell you about the Chaos, which is a Smoosh. And Smoosh is, I saw them when the lead singer was 15 years old. She was really young. And now she's possibly 18 now. So I'm actually kind of really excited about your opening band too.
Oh, and have they got a girl drummer as well?
Yeah, it's their sisters, Chloe and Ashley.
Yeah, Scarlett, drummer out of our band, Scarlett, she knows them. She's friends with them. Yeah, I think that will be a good show. Apparently they kill it, and they'll pull a big crowd.
No, I really like them, so you guys are in really good company.
When you talk to me, there's something in the way. It's when you look at me, so I look far away.
Over. album set for November 23rd?
Yeah, it's released in Australia on November 23rd. So I'm not sure if that's going to be the case for America. I think there's an EP coming out for America, and then the album will come out after that.
And so the album's done then? It's final mixes and everything?
Yeah, it's done and dusted. Artwork, like, it's just been finished, and we're all pretty excited about it. We're in New York.